North America, South America, Europe, and Asia. We're going to hit them all on this globe-trotting edition of CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azus. Let's get the show on the road. First up, something we have all been waiting to hear for about 5 months now. The worst oil spill in U.S. history has stopped. Officials say the well that leaked so much oil out into the Gulf of Mexico is dead. BP, the company that owns the well, started the permanent seal late last week. And Sunday morning, the government made the official announcement. There's still a lot of work to do, though. Around 600 miles of shoreline were affected by the spill, had a serious impact on the lives and jobs of people who live in the region. President Obama says his administration will do everything possible to make sure that the Gulf Coast recovers fully from this disaster. We're moving east now to Bermuda, an island nation in the Atlantic Ocean, one that is dealing with some severe weather. Hurricane Igor, we told you about last week, was bearing down on Bermuda yesterday and expected to either hit the country or come really close to it last night. This surf you see here was caused by Igor. And this iReport was shot when the storm was more than 130 miles away. Igor had been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane by yesterday, but experts said it could still be dangerous as it moves toward Bermuda. In parts of the Pacific Ocean, hurricanes are called typhoons. And these pictures are of Typhoon Phonepe. It hit the eastern part of Taiwan on Sunday. The storm is being blamed for the deaths of at least three people. It knocked out power for 50,000 homes. Phonepe was expected to reach mainland China sometime today. Local news agencies said the typhoon would be the strongest one to hit China this year. The country's government was urging local officials to prepare as much as possible. Over to South America now, where 33 Chilean miners are still waiting to be rescued from the underground workshop they've been living in since August 5th. Pay attention to this video, because what you're about to see is a drill that has made it into the workshop. There it is. The miners, obviously happy to see that. That drill is one of the ways officials are hoping to get them out. There are three drills, all working at the same time. The one that made it through first was called Plan B. And now that they've reached the workshop, they need to widen that hole before the miners can be lifted out.